You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys, as we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Oh, change the world. Change the world. You can do it. You can do it.
Time is now.
Time is now.
Let's get to it.
You know, talk about the time is now. This is Filippo Voltaggio, and our guest tonight, the fact that our guest tonight is on the show exemplifies the fact that the time is now. About, let me see, 20, maybe 25 years ago or so, a friend of mine, a really good friend of mine, said to me, knowing that I was a singer and knowing that I had in the music world, he said, you have to meet a friend of mine. She's a really good friend of mine. She's a wonderful singer and a wonderful person. You'll just love her, and you can learn a lot from her, and you guys will just love each other. And so I couldn't wait to meet this woman that he had that he had in mind. And finally, I got to meet her, and she was Chris Bennett. And I got to experience her. We met at a party, and then we stayed in touch. And I would go see her sing, and I did. I learned from her, watching her and listening to her. And I had her CDs at the time, and still do. And so it was a wonderful thing. I looked up to her, and I was so grateful to have her in my life. And then, you know how it was back then, pre-Facebook, pre-cell phones, pre-email. Okay, I'm dating myself. But anyway, it was a ways away before some of these things. And so, you know, you move once or twice, or you change a phone number, and we lost touch. And I didn't know where to connect with her, because I also lost touch with that dear friend of mine. And so many, many years had passed, but I'd never forgotten her, because I had learned from her, and I remember some of the things she said or she did on stage that I really liked and maybe have incorporated in my act all these years later. And so many years later, Mark Leger, our producer, said to me, you know, I met this wonderful singer, and she's a great person, and you'll love her, and I have to introduce you to her. And he said, as a matter of fact, I'm going to try and arrange for you all to meet each other at her house. And sure enough, she opened the door, and there was Chris Bennett all these years later. And I thought, wow, talk about the time is now. The interesting thing is that we have each grown in our own way very profoundly. And now we've come together in a very completely different way. Again, I'm learning from her, but now there are all kinds of new things that maybe I couldn't have before, because I was in a different place. And maybe she was in a different place, and maybe she didn't have that to teach. I'm not sure. Maybe we'll find out tonight. But the beautiful thing is that if somebody's supposed to be in your life, somebody's gonna be in your life. And maybe that's one of the biggest lessons, because how often do we fret about, oh, you know, you have to love me, you have to stay in my life, and I'm telling you, yeah. You're not going. Okay, I'm not going to do that. All right. So with that, we're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna come back, and I'm gonna introduce Chris Bennett back into my life, and to you all who might not know her.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, this is Filippo, and I got so excited. Normally, I introduce the guests first and then talk about them. But this time, we turned it around, and hey, life changes. So let me tell you a little bit about our guest. And I'm going to say a little bit about our guest because there's so much that can be said. And I know that she's going to say so much as well. Chris has secured a revered place as one of an intimate handful of successors. Many of you will know Peggy Lee and June Christie, Shirley Horn, Anita O'Day, and the classic American female jazz vocalist. She's divine, raves Sandy Shore of Smooth Jazz Radio. Actually, Sandy is not quick to give compliments. I happen to know that. Her crystal clear voice, jazzy phrasing, and dynamic range has placed her in a small handful of the legends before her. She's a singer, she's a pianist, a composer, a songwriter, and now she's a co-producer of something called Unity Through Music that we're going to learn about. But before I do that, I just have to say, when I first came to know her and be in awe of her, she was all over the covers of some really hot-looking, records. I was going to say CDs, but CDs too, but those came later. But records, big record albums that were these art things, you know, where she was the model on it and actually the singer and eventually became the producer. And some of this stuff got nominated for Grammys, and some of this stuff she wrote herself, and she produced stuff from radio mix and dance tunes in Europe to the jazz sensations that she came to be known as. So her latest CD is Sail Away, the Tahiti Sessions, and we're going to be hearing some music from actually two of the albums. But before any of all that, first, let's welcome Chris Bennett to my life again and the show.
Filippo, it's an honor and a pleasure. And yes, I have that with some special people. You meet them, the world gets crazy, you live in different countries, and it's just a joy that you're back in my life. It was like nothing changed. You haven't changed at all, by the way.
Oh, neither have you.
Oh, thank you. I know, I love you.
But deep down inside, I think we have.
Of course, we've changed a lot.
And that's a lot. Really beautiful.
Absolutely.
I know that these changes that I went through didn't come easy. So can I assume that maybe your changes didn't come necessarily easy either?
Absolutely not. I feel like I was blessed with really the first big chunk of my life. I had a very happy childhood, and I didn't get everything I wanted. I wanted to be a superstar at 21, and I see now that I didn't was really a blessing. I probably wouldn't have been as good a singer and composer,
right.
And I'd have probably been stuck singing the silly little songs I was singing and writing. So I'm happy that my career has been a journey, and I've learned to enjoy the journey, not just the prize of, oh, you win a Grammy or whatever. Those are little treats that may or may not come, but that's not the great part. Is when you're sitting at your piano and you know you've come up with a good melody, and you take pleasure in that, because you know somebody else will love it too if you do.
Well, like myself, like the last time I was here, we're at your piano right now.
Yes, we are.
And the last time I was here, you played something that you hadn't played in a while. And I just sat there and, again, just enjoyed watching you, like I've seen you on stage many times. But this time it was very intimate. And your whole, it's as if you become connected to something that's greater than this moment and this room, this piano and this song.
I think when you're performing at your highest, purest level, it's like a meditation. If you get out of the way and something comes, something, spirit, universe comes through you, but you're not how do I sound? Oh, is that a beautiful chord? You're just getting out of the way and letting it come. And those are the moments that are pure.
And so leave it to Chris to get right to the point right from the beginning of the show. It's exactly where I thought we would get later on in the show, but that's exactly it, is that when I first met Chris and heard her sing, there was something about her that the other performers that I was quote unquote studying or watching did not have. And
thank you, Filippo.
Beside the voice and the sultriness and all of that, you were there. You were present. It was as if you were fulfilled or on your way.
Well, I'm definitely probably the happiest when I'm on stage, except a few other places. But I was blessed with some great teachers who directed, like I'm honored that you said I was one of the people you studied. I studied the greats, Ella Fitzgerald, Shirley Horn, Lena Horn, one of the greats. And what made them great? And some of them, you wouldn't have, I mean, obviously Ella Fitzgerald, but that's what it is. They were there. They were connected. They weren't worrying about anything.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that I learned from you is as I watched you talking to the musicians, talking to the audience in between a song or something like that, you, whether you were nervous or excited, and some of that is great, but your presence was like, I know that it's going to come out good. This is fun. I'm happy to be here. Let's have fun.
Well, thank you. I've loved being on stage from 3 years old. When I was a little girl, we didn't have television. That dates me. But when we did, and Dinah Shore, and a lot of your listeners are too young to remember her when she was really young and beautiful, and she'd come out with a full orchestra, and she might one night introduce a young singer named Barbara Streisand and let her do three tunes with a big band, you know, the great days of TV.
And how did she do, by the way?
She did not too bad. Anyway, from the moment I saw that, my career path was carved in stone. I was going to sing and dance and carry on stage, and I'm very happy doing it. But the key is I have to be very well rehearsed and work with great people. Otherwise, it doesn't work.
Oh, yeah. I remember every time I would see you, and that was the other thing. It's like, wow, she's working with Frank Sinatra's drummer and so-and-so's bass player.
I've been really lucky, but that's L.A. If you're lucky and you start meeting people, it's really kind of a small community of musicians.
You know, that's true. And yet I've seen plenty of performers and there are plenty of musicians, and those people only work with who they want to work with.
That's true.
So,
thank you.
Yeah, and that's that. So we actually are going to go into break and come back and speak some more with Chris about actually so much. She's into yoga. I mean, and the fact that, you know, so many singers would have stopped singing long before. So I've done this enough. But obviously she's at a place where the singing it means something to her. Actually, the word you use, meditation, right?
It is like a meditation. Yeah.
So she's continuing to meditate. Why don't we hear some of that meditation here? Let's have a few seconds as we go into a break here of Chris Bennett singing from her new CD, Sail Away, the Tahiti Sessions. This is, I think, these foolish things
recorded in Tahiti.
A cigarette that bears a lipstick traces, an airline ticket to romantic places, and still my heart has
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Well, from disco diva to jazz chanteuse, the musical journey of our guest Chris Bennett has been the evolution of an artist come full circle. An accomplished vocalist, pianist, composer, and producer, she recently added Broadway musical composer to her repertoire. So I actually got to hear a song from that. It's not out yet, but yet. What is out is the Sail Away album, which you heard. If you are interested in the album, you can go to, is it chrisbennett.com?
Just chrisbennett.com.
Just as it sounds, two N's and two T's. Chris Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T.com. Chris, why... There's so much I could ask you, why I'm having this consternation as to where to go from here is because I'm kind of stuck on the fact that so many people start off thinking that they're going to have a certain career be a certain way, and if we only allowed for at the time for it to be what it's supposed to be, it could bring us much more than we could ever expect, and maybe even much more than a Grammy could, kind of thing, right?
I've seen so many of my friends who had way more natural talent than I give up too early, couldn't take the disappointment. You definitely have to have the skin of an elephant to be in this business, especially as a woman. I mean, I've had my heart broken so many times. I cried for 2 days. I didn't get a job, or I wanted to be on this show or that show. And then all of a sudden, I woke up one day, and I was 40 years old. I was like, wow. That went fast. I didn't accomplish that, but look what you've done. You had the respect of your peers. You play at jazz clubs all over the world. You get to record albums in Tahiti. You're such a lucky girl. Quit bitching and get on with it. And that's kind of, I really kind of remember having that moment that, okay, you're not going to be a superstar at 25. And in this business as a woman, they tell you you're finished at 25 and no, forget it. And we know that's ridiculous. And I hope that I'm going to be part of the baby boomer generation. We're proving that's so untrue. We're just getting started. We've got postmenopausal zest. Look out.
Postmenopausal zest. I have never heard that. Our producer, Dorothy Dunn, are you applauding?
Dorothy's great. Margaret Mead talked about it.
Well, you know, sadly, so many of the vocalists that we mentioned, actually all the vocalists I mentioned at the beginning of the show, they're gone. And so, so they're the ones that gave up, and then the ones that had a quote-unquote success, and then they died young, mm-hmm. So many of them. And here you are enjoying, not only enjoying your success and your voice and being able to share your music, but people are continuing to learn from you and enjoy you, and you're part of like an evolution.
Oh, thank you. Well, I give credit to two things. I had incredible parents who provided me with wonderful piano lessons and anything I wanted and supported me in everything I did. But then I discovered yoga when I was in my late 20s, and I don't believe I would have the physical energy it takes. This is very physical. You know, you're a touring singer and much younger than I, aren't you? But it's, you know, those nights in the hotel rooms and getting up with a band. You've got to be in excellent shape. And because I do yoga, I'm really stronger than I was in my 20s. I know how to maintain my health, know how to maintain my voice. And that's going to be one of the next stages in my life. I was trying to sell a yoga video in the 80s, and they were saying, oh, nobody wants a yoga video. I was just a few years too early. But I think it's better again that it's happening now, because I really can say, listen, I go home to my reunions and it makes me sad. Some people my age are not in good shape, and it's not going to get better if they don't make some huge changes in diet. And sometimes it's almost too late. But if you start, keep a little bit of momentum. You can. I know people at one of my best students is 90 years old, and she can do a perfect plow. That's when you put your feet up over your head.
Oh.
That was Kitty Carlisle's secret, by the way, the plow.
Wow.
And she lived to be, 93, and was the world, and she was the most popular cabaret singer in New York, and she was 93 years old.
Wow. Well, and
the beauty of this style of music. You can do it forever.
Right. As a matter of fact, you can get even more sultry and it can be even more meaningful.
I mean, once in a while I'll go see a young jazz singer. It's like, oh, pretty girl, pretty sound. But maybe there are some that you think they're like reincarnated old soul singers, but the life isn't there. I'd much rather see Shirley Horn. She, to me, was one of the greatest. Mm. And unfortunately, she left us. But she really kind of, her career started more full-blown in her 60s and 70s.
You know, in this culture, I think we give so much more meaning or significance to youth. And with the music, especially in my case, my father taught me to listen to the words and understand the meaning behind them, what the composer might have been thinking or feeling, and what you want to bring forth in that song. And so I listen to so many kids today, and even when I was growing up, listening to people, kids, young people, and that's not there.
No, the lyrics on the whole are pretty awful. I'm very selective about lyrics if they're not thought-provoking and beautiful. But that's not – people say, oh, nobody listens to lyrics. I disagree, but
I do.
I do too. I think you can't have a great song without a delicious lyric.
Dancing is one thing. You want a good beat.
That's okay.
And something,
that can be Love to Love You, Baby.
Right.
Which is where it all began.
And by the way, speaking of yoga, at the beginning of the show, or actually before the show, Chris had us breathing.
It's all about the breath. Sometimes I go in and work with old people sitting in a home, and they're all slouched over, and they're not breathing. You can't breathe when you're slouched over, and you just start to get them to take a few deep breaths and even reach their arms up above their head. And all of a sudden, something changes in them. We forget how to breathe.
We should have had a camera on you so
yes.
they could see what you're doing right
I'm
now.
I'm lifting up and making a big
and one day we will.
Circle. Yes, next time.
And the other thing about that as well is that so many people my age, actually for many years, now it's been many years. I remember when 10 years ago, people my age saying, well, we're old now, or we're over the hump now, now that we're old.
And my parents' generation, my age, was ancient, you know, but it's not, that's the baby boomers. They said, think of the baby boomers like a rat going through the belly of the snake. We're like influencing everything, changing it as we go. And we're going to change the perception of aging, I hope. We need to, because it's sad that older people are just discarded and all their talents and contributions they can still make. And we buy it. Mm-hmm. And we women buy it really bad, you know. Mm-hmm. That's why we go cut our faces and do all this. We have to, and we, you know, we really buy into that, and it's sad because a lot of people should still have a lot to give. And this one psychic said this woman died and she still had all of her music inside of her.
Wow.
We should never die with our music inside of us.
Wow. Yeah. I remember going to see a show once where there was one famous person after another. I was seeing this live. Singing, and they only had one song to do because it was a you know, like a review or an award show or something. So one famous person after another, they all did one song, and then this lady came out who was a Broadway singer. The other ones were recording artists that. Oh yeah, so you know where I'm going with this. She came out. She sat at the piano. It was just her and the piano. And she wasn't even dressed like, you know, like the others were all in their gowns. And she sat down, and she had to have been 100. And she sat down and she started playing this piece. And the whole audience was riveted. And for the first time in the evening, they all stood up and applauded her. They were just, we all held our breath throughout the whole performance. And of course, the beauty of it was she could care less. She got up and she left the left the stage, right?
I think that's one of the beauties of getting older. You don't care anymore what people think. And that, if anything, held me back. I had a wonderful mama. She was just the best on all levels, but she cared what people thought really much. And she ingrained that in me. And it's held me back in a lot of ways as a performer. Because the really interesting performers don't give a damn. They're just getting up there and doing it, not worrying how they sound, how they look, how many people are in the audience. And it's really freeing to get to that point. I mean, I won't say I'm there 100%, but it's getting better.
Well, that's what I was seeing. So you're closer than you think. And that's what I've been seeing all along. And I know it's there because I feel it. But beautiful. What I like about this conversation is that I just want to make sure it doesn't just apply to music.
Oh, okay.
Right? No.
It's
not
all about the music.
No. What I mean is what you're saying.
Yes.
Doesn't just apply.
Oh, no, of course not.
Right?
It applies to life. Yeah.
Everything in life.
Yeah.
Everything we're doing. Well, let me ask you real quick, because we're going to play another song from Sail Away. What do you mean by Sail Away?
Sail Away is a real personal album. It's my 12th album, and it came after I was talking about being such a happy person, and then at this rather advanced age, I got a major crushing heartbreak and a divorce, and my friend, I was crying on the phone to my friend in Tahiti, said, come to Tahiti, I'll introduce you to Young Boys, and that's a good friend. I really could have cared less about the Young Boys, but I just wanted to get away. And so my girlfriend said, why don't you house sit my beautiful home on the hill? Oh, and there's a recording studio next door.
Oh.
And I said, thank you, God. I'll be right back with all the sad songs I've ever heard in my life. That's pretty much what I did. Went home, called my pianist and said, bring every great tune written about somebody ripping your heart out you've ever heard or written. And I wrote a few new ones up there. And the best recording experience, first of all, you sing better over there. You got to do an album.
Really?
Well, you get your skin gets lush, your throat gets like moist, and your hair gets thick, and you just, yeah, your chops get really good over there.
Really?
And plus, you're in paradise. You got a flower behind your ear, and and life is good in Tahiti. I may live there someday.
I can't see myself with a flower behind my ear.
I can. Okay. All the boys wear it over there.
Oh, really? Okay. So, Sail Away.
So
is
this
what
is
we're
my personal
hear, yes.
song. It's my goodbye to my lost love.
Mm. So this
you
is
like a sail.
This is a song. Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow! And you said Sail Away.
Yeah, baby.
And, okay. So this is Chris Bennett singing from her album Sail Away, the Tahiti Sessions, a song that she wrote, Sail Away.
Is lifting, and I can see I was a fool not to have known that it could never be the same for you and me. After the storm, sometimes a calmer, bluer sea, but it wasn't meant to be. No, it wasn't meant to be. Sail away, my love, sail away.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen. And the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, this is Filippo, and I am having a conversation that happily won't end with the show. And what would be wonderful to do is be able to just let it roll, because
yeah,
I know
we're
going to spend at least a couple more hours.
Yeah, we're going to play the piano too.
And we're going to play and we're going to sing. Well, that's, you know, that's what the show's about, right? Being real and being ourselves, and hopefully helping people be that for themselves.
Exactly. And live music, I was talking about, I had such wonderful parents. My father wouldn't go to a party if they didn't have a piano, because what the heck were you going to do? And that's how people in the Midwest in the 40s, 50s, 60s entertain themselves. And I think I got at that so early, how powerful that was when people get together and sing, listen to music. And people don't do that at parties anymore. And if you do it, it's always a great party. Guaranteed.
Oh, yeah. And everybody hangs around the piano and sings. And so, talking about helping people be who they are, Chris Bennett has created a couple anthems, actually. She's written and sung, and they're available. First of all, let's start out. How did you start writing anthems? What is the first anthem you wrote? And
well, my friend, when George Bush the first was trying to pass, there would never be, you know, they would make an amendment against gay marriage or marriage equality. And he came back to the office and says, "Man, I was talking to the crowd and I wished I had an anthem." And my songwriting partner and I happened to be there. So by the time we got to the car, we had an idea for Everybody Has the Right, because we both have lots of gay friends. I'd never really even considered it that much of a of an issue until you start looking at the 3,000 some rights that are denied gay people because they can't get married. And it's like ridiculous, and we need to, you know, fix it. So we wrote a song. We've got over 6,000 likes on Facebook.
Oh.
And of course, the issue is raising its head again. There's some really terrible horrible homophobic laws being passed right here in our country, not to mention around the world. So I'm very proud to be associated with it. Lisa Catherine Cohen, McKinley Marshall, and I wrote it. And Patty Brooks and I premiered it at Palm Springs Pride a couple of years ago.
Oh, really?
Because my disco career is kind of reviving again. I've hooked up with Patty Brooks, Susie Lane, Billy Kamen from the era.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And we perform it when we do our live shows.
Well, that's okay. Well, actually, you know what? Let's before we go on, why don't we hear Everybody Has the Right, Chris Bennett and Patty Brooks, a marriage equality anthem.
Everybody has the right to say.
Perfect. That is so much fun. Everybody's dancing along. So everybody has the right, and that's an anthem. And if you're interested in that particular anthem, actually, if you're interested in anything we played today or anything else that Chris has done, you can go to chrisbennett.com.
B-E-N-N. Right, I'll take it. A CD Baby is a good place.
Yeah, or yeah, you can go directly to CD Baby or chrisbennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T.com. And there also you can find out where Chris is performing next and what else she's up to. So you got into writing anthems. You've written more.
Yes, I wrote one called Remember, which is an anthem. It's been adopted by a wonderful organization called the Mitzvah Project. It's a Holocaust memorial anthem. You can hear it on my website. And the Mitzvah organization, this woman, Zane Busby, went over and found her ancestors, or didn't find them, but found all these old Holocaust survivors living in abject poverty and misery, like in Russia and Belarus. And people who donate, it goes directly to them. It makes me cry to think of their stories. And so they've adopted Remember as their anthem, and we're proud of that. And then I have a friend, Bernie Heitz, who was badly burned in a crash saving his partner. And we wrote, he said, it's so hard on children who are burn victims.
Oh, wow.
So we wrote an anthem for them.
Wow. Actually, what a great idea this is. There are so many causes out there, so many causes that could use an anthem.
Right. We love to help out a good cause, and we're just happy to donate our time if it's something we believe in and we feel it behooves a great song, you know.
Wow. People can go to your website for that?
Sure.
And they can contact you there?
They can contact me directly through my website, yeah.
Okay, chrisbennett.com.
Make the best of this. The song for the burn victim is called Make the Best of This. So all those are, you can listen on my site.
Oh, you know, I didn't know this part, and I can't wait to go back to the site and hear them. So, thank you for doing that. Actually, you know, I know that you're championing yet another cause. I'd like to talk about it a little more before we have to say goodbye here.
Yes.
And that's Unity Through Music. You're co-producing some amazing things and bringing some great guests to the project and some great people as well. Tell us a little bit about what Unity Through Music is, what it means to you, and what you're going to do with it.
I was very lucky about 4 years ago to be introduced to Maestro Dino Zonic, a brilliant composer, conductor from Sarajevo. And out of his war experience and being involved in the Dayton Peace Accords and doing the first big Dayton Peace concert after the war, he founded Unity Through Music and has done several great concerts through it. And his ultimate goal is the World Orchestra and Children's Orchestra. But right now we're in Compton with a children's orchestra and working in a underprivileged area with some great kids. And Maestro Zonic is changing their lives every day. So he shows up with his energy. And he and I work very well together. We've co-produced a video on it. And I'll be supporting especially the vocal part of the program. And the sky is the limit. We want to have a big concert this spring, possibly even at the Forum or somewhere fabulous. But and I just see us going all over the world playing in war-torn places with a Muslim conductor and a Palestinian conductor and a Jewish conductor and children from all over the world. And he really wants to save the world through music. And anybody can, he can. You know him.
Yeah. I do. I do have had the pleasure to meet him also through Mark and then through you. We know him. We love him. And we not only believe in him, but want to support the cause as well.
Absolutely. It's very exciting. It's really exciting to be in working with kids. I love to work with children. I haven't been around the high school kids. They kind of scare me. But when you get in with these children, and they may seem a little sullen at first, and then they start playing some of this great music, and Dino pulls it out of them, and you see them change. You see them transform.
You know, Chris, with your knowledge, with the love that you have, with music and yoga and all these years of experience, you're so armed.
I'm armed and ready.
To make changes in that high school.
I think this era, this
any high school.
Jane Fonda calls it her third chapter, and I happen to be a big fan of Jane. And I think that is kind of a good way to look at it. I mean, how many more productive years do we have thanks to yoga? I could easily live into my hundreds. Well, I don't know. But anyway, I think this is going to be a really good time, because if you have been lucky enough to continue your lessons and continue growing, you do have more to give, and you grow more compassionate. And when I had my heart broken, I thought I wasn't going to survive it, but it really did. It was a blessing in disguise, because I have more compassion for other people's pain.
You know, the irony here is that you have little time with the writing of music and the musical, and we haven't even talked about that, and I don't think we're going to have time, but with everything else that you're doing, yet you're still wanting to give. Now, there are people out there who actually have time and they have talent. So
I just don't know how people, I mean, some days I just don't want to look at Facebook because there's so many awful things going on in the world, and I don't see how people can sit and not do anything. And I know the only thing I'm good at doing is making music, and that's, you know, I'd love to make so much money with my music that I would be able to help in an even bigger way. But just to cheer someone up and bring a smile to their face, you're doing something. If everybody just did that once a day, we'd be in good shape.
And especially doing it through music.
Yeah.
And so eventually, I just know I'm going to put out a plea out there. So be ready that those people who have the money can support with money. Those people who have the time can support with time. Those people who have the talent.
Unity Through Music is very much looking now for people to be involved in this really exciting project that the sky's the limit.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Now, Unity Through Music doesn't have a website as of yet, right?
But it's best to just go directly to Maestro Zonic's website, which is dinosonic.com, and you can see the videos, some of the work he's already done with the first concert in Compton. I mean, it was unbelievable. A lot of these people had never heard a symphony orchestra before, and it was their children. And it makes me cry to think of it. It was just mind-boggling.
dinosonic.com. That's actually just as it spells, D-I-N-O-Z-O-N-I-C.
Correct.
.com. And of course, chrisbennett.com. Chris, C-R-I-S.
C-H-R-I-S.
I said that, didn't I?
No. I'll be punished.
Just like it sounds. chrisbennett.com. So what you're doing that, but what about for you personally, musically? What is the next project?
Well,
that you're
thanks
work
to
on
my association with Maestro Zonic, I've gotten some great gigs in his part of the world, Croatia, Sarajevo. So
they must love you there.
I think so. I love them. I got to perform with an 18-piece big band, the Zagreb Jazz Orchestra, on the radio in December. And I just put my big band charts together. And it kind of feels like coming full circle, because that's what my dad loved. He played those all the time. And so I've got my big band show ready to go. We'll be performing in Europe, some of the jazz festivals next summer. Berlin is my city because of my time with Donna Summer and Georgia Roeder. I speak fluent German, and it's just, have you been to Berlin?
I have.
Oh, isn't it the best city?
It was when I was there.
It's so cold in the winter. It's the best city for music, art,
dancing,
and just culture. Yeah. You meet people from all over the world. They love American music, and they appreciate that I've taken the time to learn their freaking hard language. It's very hard, but it's a beautiful language. I actually like it. I actually sing in German.
Do you?
Ja, wirklich.
Ja, wirklich?
Not everything. Just a little song here and there. It's not as beautiful to sing in French, but it's fun.
Well, I wish you could just see her smile. She has a smile that lights up the room, and of course, a heart and a voice that goes with it. So if you have a chance to listen to Chris in person, watch her do her thing, you'll enjoy it. You'll feel it. If not, you can get it through her CDs, or hopefully
and
you
if
can.
And they'll give me their email on my site. They'll be invited to shows, especially if you're in the LA area, but I do perform all over the
Europe.
World. Or Berlin.
I'm
going to be working a lot this year, so I'd love to invite you to my show.
Well, this couldn't be more exciting. I'll get to spend more time with you together with all of us, actually. But in the meantime, this is our time together. I can say that I've been looking forward to this, and here we are.
Thank you so much, Filippo. It's an honor to be interviewed, and I'm glad we came back into each other's life after all this time.
Mwah. Mwah. Actually, on somebody on Facebook that's a friend of yours said, oh, you'll love Filippo. He's interviewed my boss several times. I don't even know who that was that I interviewed.
And a shout out to Pepper Hollingsworth, our dear friend who put us together.
That's right, initially.
I see him in Palm Springs. If you don't mention it, mind, I just bought the Loretta Young home in Palm Springs. I'm going to be doing yoga retreats and special events. So any of my friends in Palm Springs, she has her own website, La Villa Loretta.
La Villa Loretta.
And we're
going
to be opening it as a center for music and art and creative people to get together and enjoy the magic of Palm Springs.
See, so many things. So we'll just have to do this more.
That's right. I'm up for it.
All right. So with that, we will be right back with a producer's wrap with our producer, Mark Lejeune, right after this.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
Oh, listen to us. We're laughing. Well, we're back, evidently. So it sounds when we heard that quiet space, and we are actually, I am in a great space here, having just shared so much in common, and there's not only a common bond and commonality in our the songs that we sing and all of that, but how she feels about so many things.
Well, it's funny because we were joking as we were on break that so much of what I was thinking about talking through in this producer's rap, you both covered. And it really centers around that. It centers around feeling, that word feeling. Anybody that has watched, has had the blessing of watching you perform, Chris, and experiencing your energy.
Thank you, Mark.
And your true love for it, I think, is really a magical experience. I've seen a lot of performers, and of course, there's magnificence out there. But when you are in action, the word that comes to mind is freedom. There's an energy there. Your soul literally flies, and you bring that to everything you do.
That's a beautiful compliment. Thank you.
That, coupled with now you start to go and look at all everything you've done, your body of work, the anthems, but now this project with Maestro Zonic and Unity through music. I started seeing movie clips in mind, and stories that have been called back, and thinking about Maestro Zonic's story through the war. Mm-hmm. But the movie clips have often been through war, or Shawshank Redemption. There's that moment of silence with the music being played over the PA system. Yeah. Or I'm thinking of Saving Private Ryan and that moment of the opera piece being played over the speaker system. There are, and again, referencing back to Maestro Zonic's story, which is also magical in how music was used during the war, how he used it as such a moment of empowerment. It truly is the one thing. We are vibration, and the only way to change and raise vibration is through vibration.
That's true.
And it's the most powerful and effective means of bridging cultures and worldviews and bringing people together, I believe, is music. And so what a fantastic project. And then working with kids, with children, of all ages, but I've seen some of the videos. I haven't yet experienced the concert live, and I'm expecting to with all of us. But what a magical process to be involved in, and I applaud you and admire.
It truly is that powerful. Some of these kids would really be lost causes. If I truly think if Dino hadn't come into Compton High, I could name three or four of them. It's like, you know, they're going to be dead. They're going to be on drugs because they don't have, some of them don't have, nobody wants them. They're shuffled around. But when they come in there and play, these kids are going to make it now. Yeah, you know, it's that powerful. And so Dino and I both, we talk about it. We feel just so blessed to be musicians and to be, have this ability to spread it now, and people starting to get it, that this is what we need. We've got to come to, from the kids. We can't let this be a lost generation.
And you know, bringing to children so much of what we talked about today. So for example, yes, they have their journey. Yes, they're going to make their mistakes and all that. But what if they could learn from what we have learned? And at least, what if they at least hear what we have to say, or we share it? And then they will listen or be able to take in what they can. And then their journey will be shaped by that. It'll be different. It'll just be different. But it doesn't make sense that here we are, have lived so many years, which is so much like this culture, lived so many years, acquired so much knowledge, and then to discard that. It'd be like a business every few years, discarding all their best employees and say, okay, now we're starting over. That doesn't make sense.
Reset. I think it's the ability to, it makes sense. Does it make sense to bring that forward in such a way where you're using the music and using that in a cultural way to bring the spirit out of these kids? You know, it called to mind, while I was listening to you say that, it called to mind a conversation that I had at George Junior Republic, which is a medium security children's rehabilitation center in Western Pennsylvania. And there was a young boy from an inner city school in Detroit. And similar to what you're working with in Compton, and I know in the past other schools, he said, I was trying to encourage him as to other things that he could be doing. Mm-hmm. And he said, why bother? He says, I've never seen an animal. He said, I grew up in the street. I know the street. He says, I don't understand these other things that you guys speak of. Why would I do that? Because I can make X amount of dollars here. You want me to go make X amount of dollars here, and the minute I get out, I'm going to be put back into the system, and I'm going to go do this anyway because I can succeed at this. Wow. And his argument was so convincing, as off base as it was, that you started to get into the mindset that these kids have. Yeah. So when you start talking about, you know, the way this cycle works, but the ability to reach them through the success of discovery of what they're not even aware of, I think is the key.
Absolutely. And actually, bringing it back to music for a sec, and I remember my last vocal coach that I loved so much was 85 years old when I started working with him. And so I remember one of the biggest things that I wanted to be like was like him. Because like you were saying, Chris, he didn't care about anything. He didn't care what people thought.
Yeah.
He did his thing, and it was beautiful to watch him do it. And I wanted to be like him. And he said, well, you can't, because you're young and you have your own path. But having that in the back of my mind saying, I want to be like him in my own path, right? At least I have an example of how to be in that place of confidence and in that place of being old and wise.
Well, he inspired you, and one person can inspire and change a kid's life if they care, because some of these kids just don't think anybody cares.
Right.
Well, and to talk about inspiration, you know, go back to the beginning and reset the clock, right? All of us as kids, in one way, shape, or form, resonate with music.
Yeah,
we dance, we sing, we sway, we whatever it is, whatever styles of music, and it's just that society and situations and culture and maybe family, whatever, that kind of guides these kids away from music oftentimes, and or puts a distance between them and knowing what it is that they could be experiencing or could be learning. So, you know, the fearlessness that I've seen from Maestro Zonic and from you, Chris, and what Unity Through Music is about, I think is extraordinary. Because, again, I think it's about waking up something that they don't even realize is inside.
And you know, I just thought of something, and maybe you have already, but what about, like, I actually just did a master's class for a choir of children who were handicapped, or they weren't actually all children. They were handicapped people, and most of them mentally handicapped. And I'm getting emotional because it was the first time I did that. And to be able to be able to effectuate their experience, is a big deal all of a sudden to me. But with that, what about doing masterclasses for vocal masterclasses for children to just sit for even 10 minutes and hear you talk like we've talked today, right?
Oh, I plan to do a lot of teaching. When I'm 100 like your teacher, that's probably what I'll be doing too. I have lots of students that just come and sit at my feet and I'll teach them everything I know. Which I can teach you in 5 minutes and you got to do the work.
Yeah. Well, lucky that.
Some lucky kids, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank
you. We've been echoing each other's voices or words. And not coincidentally, because we've talked about this a lot, Mark. Mm-hmm. And we talk about music and we talk about how music changes people. We talk about this with Dorothy all the time. And she uses music effectively, energetically with the work that she does. And so it doesn't surprise me that we attract yet another kindred spirit that is doing that, and may we continue to attract so many more, because so many more are needed.
So true. Yes.
Yeah.
Indeed.
All right.
And so it is. Namaste.
Namaste. Should we breathe again?
Let's have a hop.
I think we should do the plow or whatever that is.
That's so later.
We can live to 100 healthy and all that good stuff and continue to be singing, doing radio shows and concerts and all kinds of stuff. Well, this has been a treat from being at Chris Bennett's piano.
Next time we'll fire it up and play a little live.
Yes.
I'd love that.
Yes. Actually, let's fire it up right now for us.
Let's get a glass of wine. Thank you all for listening. It was really a treat to be here with these two handsome men and Dorothy, and it's a lovely time. Thank you guys.
Thank you. This is thank you all again for, like Chris said, for being here. This is Filippo Volta just saying, as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.